USA Radio News with Wendy King.
The fight continues for the end of police brutality. U.S. Senator Joni Ernst believes that mayors of cities with autonomous zones are not doing their jobs.
They're not trying to find solutions with racial injustice. They're not sitting down and having those dialogues. They're just allowing anarchists to take over in these zones. What about all of those other residents and business owners? They really are suffering through this.
Senator Ernst is introducing a bill that would defund cities that allow for autonomous zones. In New York, hundreds of protesters camped outside City Hall. The protesters are part of a national movement that seeks to regulate police, hoping for more spending on other needs like housing and education. Police officials have warned that the budget cut is coming at a time when the city has seen a surge in shootings during the first 3 weeks in June. This is USA Radio News.
Do you have an idea for an invention or new product? Do you think companies would be interested in your idea? Do you want to try to get a patent? Then call InventHelp now. InventHelp keeps your idea confidential and explains every step of the invention process. We create professional materials representing your idea and submit it to companies who are looking for new ideas. We have more than 9,000 companies who have agreed to review ideas in confidence. If a company shows interest in manufacturing your invention, we can negotiate on your behalf. We have helped over 10,000 clients receive patents. We also offer services including 3D modeling and animation demonstrating your idea, prototyping services, and we use state-of-the-art technology to show InventHelp client ideas to additional companies. Join the thousands of people just like you who chose InventHelp to pursue their idea. We are experienced. We are working for you. We are InventHelp.
Call us for free information at 1-800-460-1663. That's 1-800-460-1663. Again, 1-800-460-1663.
One governor is reevaluating part of his plan to reopen his state's economy. USA's Kenneth Burns has more.
Texas Governor Greg Abbott says looking back, he would have slowed down the reopening of bars.
Now seeing in the aftermath of how quickly the coronavirus spread in the bar setting, and you know how a bar setting in reality just doesn't work with a pandemic. People go to bars to get clothes and to drink and to socialize.
Abbott, speaking to television station KVIA, said the data looked good when they decided to reopen the state's economy. Now he says the state's obligation is to take measured steps to slow the spread of the coronavirus. There are now more than 5,000 people in the hospital in the Lone Star State because of coronavirus.
A judge has told longtime Trump ally Roger Stone that he cannot wait till September to do his prison time due to COVID-19. The judge said he must report by July 14th. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Working from home? I'm Chad Dodd, veterinarian and consultant to Limp Bells. Here's some tips for keeping your dog fit while staying at home. Find 15 minutes twice a day and walk your pet at a decent pace around your place. Play hide-and-seek by hiding some kibble or favorite toys and letting your dog find them. If you have stairs and your dog is mobile, walk up and down twice a day for 5 to 10 minutes. Or better yet, try a power walk on your terrace or backyard for some fresh air. There are more helpful pet care tips at YouMove.com, spelled Y-U-Move.com.
A large number of rideshare drivers are filing lawsuits to become full-time employees. USA's John Hunt has the story.
Uber Eats driver David Heller has filed a class action lawsuit challenged by Uber aiming to secure a minimum wage, vacation pay, and other benefits like overtime pay. Drivers are now classified as independent contractors and do not have such benefits. Heller's attorney said the decision allowing him to sue was important, but only a small first step in the case that will probably take years to litigate. The ride-hailing company's contract allows arbitration, but not class action lawsuits. After the ruling, an Uber spokeswoman said the company would amend its contracts to align with the court's principles without giving details. She said going forward, dispute resolution will be more accessible to drivers. 2 days ago, California said it plans to ask a state court judge to force Uber and Lyft to classify all ride-hail drivers as employees rather than contractors.
The FDA said a bagged salad mix sold at multiple grocery stores, including Walmart and Aldi, may be responsible for sickening more than 200 people. The agency said the product has been linked to a tiny parasite called Cyclospora. Illnesses have been reported around the Great Lakes and Midwest. The CDC said it takes at least a month after you eat the salad before you show symptoms. The FDA said you should throw away any bagged salad mix in question. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.